everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And I'd like to thank everybody from KCAL last night for having us on, and CBS, all the good folks out there. If you missed it, you can go to their website and see the video of last night. And also like to thank Pomodoro. Man, that food is unbelievable. And you had some of that last night, didn't you, Gina?
Oh, I had a lot of it.
I had like three big plates full of that pasta.
I only went one time, but then I just ate off of Erez's plate for the next 4 hours.
It really is great, man. I don't know what they do with that pasta over there, but Pomodoro, man.
The corkscrew with the sun-dried tomatoes and the cream.
Yes. Yeah, that was, with the cream sauce and the chicken.
Yeah.
Can't beat that. Oh. So get on out to Pomodoro and take your mind off this economy for 20 minutes or an hour or so, however long it takes to eat. All right, we're going to do news with Gina every single night at 9. We try to do this a little after 9, so let's go. Gina in the news, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Back up.
What do you do when they turn on what?
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
What do you do when they turn on what?
All right, Gina, what's going on with that news?
Well, potential First Lady Michelle Obama appeared on Larry King Live tonight, and when questioned about her former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, she could not have been more complimentary.
Wow.
Yeah, we have some audio of that.
Michelle Obama on
Lovin' Hill Dog.
Here we go.
Speaking of Hillary, are you happy with the way she's supporting her?
That's Michelle?
That's Larry King.
Oh, that's Larry King. I'm sorry. All right. Here we go. Confuse me.
Speaking of Hillary, are you happy with the way she's supporting your husband?
She has been phenomenal. From the minute after this was done, right, she has always been just cordial and open. I've called her. I've talked to her. She's given me advice about the kids. We've talked at length about this kind of stuff, how you feel, how you react. She has been amazing. She is a real pro and a woman with character.
And will she campaign fully all the way?
She's been campaigning. She's on the road. I don't know her schedule completely, but she's been raising money for the campaign. She's been working on her donors. She's been in swing states. She and Bill Clinton have been working hard to make sure that Barack is the next president of the United States.
Who believes that?
Yeah.
Have you seen him out there? Bill Clinton campaigning?
Yeah, he's...
Where is he? Where is Hillary?
She's around.
They're not around. They need to be more campaigning for this guy. They're trying to shut him up, man.
But don't you love how Larry pulled another Seinfeld? So is she out? When's she going to start doing that?
Is
no,
she
she's up. She's been doing it, Larry.
Yeah, but nobody sees her. Nobody knows where she is.
These two should
be on TV every day campaigning for this Barack Obama.
Well, there has to be something in it for them if Barack wins, don't you think?
For them, but I know what's in it if he loses. They're going to blame the Clintons partially, That's why they got to get out there and show those mugs. All right, what else is going on with the news?
Well, new findings might actually be affecting people like you and Randy, so you might want to listen closely. Recent studies show that celebrity stalkers are more likely to suffer from serious mental illness than people who stalk regular people.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So if you stalk a celebrity,
you're crazier
than if you just stalk the chick next door.
Exactly.
Okay.
Research shows that about 80% of celebrity stalkers have a serious psychotic illness like schizophrenia, delusions, and hallucinations. The findings contrast sharply with people who stalk non-famous people, since people who stalk celebrities are typically basing their affections on imaginary connections because they've generally never met the people they're targeting.
Mm.
But the increased level of psychosis in celebrity stalkers also makes them more dangerous because research finds that stalkers are responsible for roughly half of the attacks on VIP targets.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're really going for it.
Nobody here at this station is really... Oh, that's not true. Randy had a stalker, and what'd you do? You ate him?
Exactly.
Shouldn't I learn him for next time?
I ate him.
Deep fried him, put a little nacho cheese sauce.
All right. It's a lesson not to stalk Randy, man. No. All right. What else is going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, with the presidential race nearing an end, there is no doubt that the candidates are experiencing at least some level of fatigue.
Oh.
Yes. Here is a clip of Senator John McCain at a recent rally referring to his fellow Americans as something very strange.
Hmm.
You and I together will confront the $10 trillion debt that the federal government has run up and balance the federal budget by the end of my term in office. Across this country, this is the agenda I have set before my fellow prisoners, and the same standards of clarity and candor must now be applied to my opponent.
Why do you use the term prisoners?
What a weird,
before
right?
my fellow prisoners.
What was he wanting to say?
My fellow Americans, my fellow citizens.
Oh, my fellow prisoners? Was he talking in, was he in a jail?
He was having a Vietnam flashback.
This is the agenda I have set before my fellow prisoners.
Did you see the guy, and I don't know why we don't have audio of this, but the guy that introduced, he's supposed to introduce Joe Biden, and he goes, next Vice President of the United States, John McCain.
What?
Yeah, that was on the news as well. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, I'll pull that for you in 30 seconds.
I'm getting crazy. Didn't remember when Barack Obama introduced Joe Biden as the next president?
Yeah.
They all just get a little famished, as my mom would say.
Yeah, 3 more weeks from Tuesday and it's over. All right, what else is going on the news, Eugene?
Well, if you're looking for certain toys while doing a little early Christmas shopping this year, you're going to have to look extra hard for a certain Fisher-Price doll. Mm. Parents are outraged about the messages they're hearing from Fisher-Price's little mommy, real loving baby, cuddle and coo doll. Want me to say that again?
Yeah.
It's little mommy, real loving baby, cuddle and coo doll.
And what is the kid saying?
Satan is king and Islam is the light. So there's no marking on these boxes to indicate anything about being Islamic or anything else, but stores have been pulling these dolls off the shelves like nobody's business.
Oh,
and these dolls are sold nationwide, so you're going to have to look a little far.
And what does the doll say again?
It says, Satan is king and Islam is the light.
Satan is king. Oh, boy.
Those are two statements that really have nothing to do with each other.
Yeah, it is odd. Satan is king. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And in case you want to know again, in case you want to try and track one down, it's little mommy, real loving baby, cuddle and coo doll.
Got it.
So
yeah, very,
kids can, it just rolls off the tongue if a kid wants one. Yeah.
Can I have one of those dolls? What is it? Little
mommy, real loving baby cuddling
cool. F it. How about
Power Ranger?
Mickey Mouse. All right. What else is going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, finally, Madonna's Sticky and Sweet tour is now underway, and she is taking this opportunity to give her opinion on politics. She does this, of course, in between songs on stage. And in this clip, the material girl tells the audience who is not invited to her concert.
Wow. I wish that was me. Yeah. Here we go. Madonna, everybody. Hold on to your nuts.
Thank you for coming to my party.
Madonna, man.
Now, for a 50-plus woman, didn't she sound just like a tantrum-throwing 6-year-old?
Yeah, but you know what? Now you understand why she can't stay married.
Yeah.
Who the Christ wants to go home to that? No matter how much money she has, no matter what she looks like, guys don't want to go home to that.
Do you think she pulls that on Guy Ritchie, like if he comes home late and she's with the kids and she's like, hey, kids, guess who's not invited to dinner tonight?
Yeah.
Guy Ritchie has got to go.
I know. But you know, Madonna had her brother working for like 15 years.
Yeah.
And the brother, who is a blood relative, it is her. It is 100% brother. It's not a stepbrother. It's not a brother-in-law. It's a blood brother. And he wrote a book on what a See You Next Tuesday she is.
Yeah.
I mean, this woman is nuts. You know what? I'm just sorry that when she was dating Sean Penn that he didn't hit her more.
Wow.
That would have been more interesting.
Yeah.
Knock some sense into that woman.
And she still says that Sean Penn is the absolute end-all be-all love of her life.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so maybe she likes a guy, you know, with a little,
I don't know,
little temper.
Well, if somebody could get to her, man, she needs to have some sense knocked into her.
Do you think A-Rod could
take
one to the head with a bat?
Yeah, she destroyed A-Rod's marriage. I don't know what he was thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't he know that she's nuts?
Jesus Christ.
I know, and I've never met her.
But, Tim, what if she was in studio for something and she passed you a note that said, I think you are so cute. Can you meet me after the show?
No. And I guarantee a lot of guys are the same.
But if Madonna, you can say that now, but what if she was really sitting in here and looking pretty good?
Nah, because she's not looking pretty good.
Yeah.
And I couldn't imagine, I mean, how many guys have been down there?
Yeah.
And is it, you know, tons? I don't know, but it's a lot. That's probably a mess. I imagine she's just a mess. Oh, bubba.
But she probably has kept herself up, you know, had the proper procedures.
I don't know. But she's all crazy with Kabbalah. Then she's, you know, she's born Catholic. She's all over with religion.
What if she said just one night, Tim?
Nah.
You'll never hear from me again.
I swear to God. I'd rather have sex with
Bridget Bardot?
Larry King.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tim.
I'd rather have a night holding Larry King.
Would you rather...
Just holding on to him.
Would you rather have one night of passion with Madonna or one night of three-way passion with Larry King, yourself, and Bridget Bardot now?
Whoa.
I would rather have dinner with Bridget Bardot than have sex with Madonna.
It was harder for her than
I wasn't
for
talking about dinner.
Oh, well, I don't know, man.
Tim Conway.
It would just be so creepy to be with such an angry woman. Yeah. She reminds me so much of my mom. Just the, you know, that crazy,
that raw anger,
raw sort of anger directed at everything and everybody other than herself. You know,
right.
One of those chicks who blames everything on everybody else other than Madonna. Oh man, I really had hoped that this career would come to an end, but I guess it's not. She continues. Huh?
Never.
People go and look at that.
I know people who are canceling all of their Halloween plans locally because they have to go drive up to San Francisco to see her show that night.
Hmm.
And these are people who've seen 10 shows.
And she's going to be at Dodger Stadium, I think, in November.
But most true fans apparently don't like to see her in a stadium setting.
They
like, yeah, it's too, you know, it's not intimate enough for the true
hardcore. Who's going to this?
Really?
Who is? Is it gay guys and women?
Just gay guys.
Just gay guys.
Yeah.
Women don't even go anymore?
No.
So just gay guys go?
Yeah. Gay guys and maybe fanatic women that dress up like different parts of her career.
My wife used to be a huge Madonna fan.
Really?
Yeah. And now she can't stand it. But I don't know who's going.
Now, does she not like her because of personal reasons or because she doesn't like music anymore?
No, she doesn't like the music anymore.
Yeah.
The music has sort of tapered off.
Yeah.
But,
well, I know about, you know.
But why are the gay guys going still? What's wrong with them?
She's an icon, Tim. What are you going to do? Our mothers have Cher and we have Madonna.
And they go and they scream and yell and
would you like an
sing.
Example?
Yeah.
We love you, Madonna! We love you! Yeah! Oh, my God, your cheekbones look amazing!
Oh, Bubba.
Something like that.
Madonna continues to torture Americans.
Yeah.
I thought she moved to Italy or London or England.
London, yeah.
Why don't she just stay there? Why'd she come back?
She loves to tour, Tim. She's a tour queen. Sticky and sweet, Tim.
I just hope that she gets back together with Sean Penn and he drinks and flips out on her.
Wow. Did you hear this Sean Penn story last week where he texted her because he kissed a man for a part in a movie, and that was the first thing he thought of was Madonna?
That can't be a compliment.
Oh, God. All right. Well, very good. All right. What else is going on in the news there, Gina?
That's what's going on,
all right.
Tim.
The news with Gino, everybody.
The news with Gina Grass.
Song, shut up.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you, well, that.
All right, we're going to take ourselves a small break here, then come back with Brian Regan, one of the funniest men in the world. Brian Regan, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.